Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the recording of The Secret Love of God, which is a complimentary service to match the reading and writing which is done every day on the Sufi teleconference calls, which can be found at SufiCenter.org, I believe. SufiCenter.org. And look for the tabs for daily practices, perhaps. Or warning calls. This is, we've read until page 42. Again, this beginning of the book is CD giving a talk, so it's an oral transmission, and just as when he gives his teachings in person, someone is reading from a book that he then comments on, and the book that they're reading from happens to be this book later on in the book, after page 80 or so. So the let's just begin with the Fatiha, and then we'll dive in, and we'll start with 42, and we'll see how far we get to bring us up to the current writing of the week. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyak na'budu wa iyyak nasta'in, ihdinas siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ibrahim Rasulullah, Musa Rasulullah, Isa Rasulullah, Alayhim Salatullah. It's from page 42. We've just finished reading from the Love of Allah until the sentence that said, "Open your ear, the ear of your heart. This is a divine musical instrument, so listen. This is the story of the divine love to the human being, so listen to it. Know that there is no deity except Allah." Only Allah, nothing else. There is nothing in existence except Allah. There are no pictures, there is no incarnation. Allah is transcendent, far beyond what is ascribed to Him. He has nothing like unto Him. O people, you are the ones in need, and Allah is the self-sufficient one with the great mercy. So throw yourself at His mercy and do not ask of anyone but Him. Did you not hear about what Abraham said? When I am sick, He heals me. Do not listen to those who claim anything and lie, but listen to Allah and His great messengers and His lovers who abide by His commands. Do not listen to those who abandon their prayers and their worship and who claim to be Sufi. What is the meaning of the word Sufi? Sufi means you surrender to every divine command. If you do not surrender everything in this way, then the donkey has a better understanding than you. There is nothing in existence but that which exalts and praises Allah. And every creature knows its prayer and its way of glorifying Him. Then pray. They all pray. The cows pray, the birds pray, the fish in the ocean pray, and they surrender to His commands. But do not claim you are a Sufi if you are not obeying. You must never steal and never lie, and you must be honest and truthful and full of love, and you must never break the hearts of the lovers. Do not harm anyone. You must be full of goodness. This is the true Sufi. The word Sufi means he possesses purity. He is subtle and gentle and kind, and he is full of love and beauty, sincerity and honest action. He is more active than the bee, the honeybee. He has food for all the people. This is the true Sufi, and this is the message of Allah, so listen. If you are a true lover of Allah, then the lover must obey his beloved in order to please him. This is the truth, you say. This woman is my beloved, or that man is my beloved. But you break each other's hearts. Then you are liars. And it's very important for love to be actualized, not by words, but by actions. Allah says that the lover should truly annihilate in his beloved, so you need to see the divine image in her. And the woman needs to see the divine image in him. You are holy and he is holy because Allah created the human being holy, and Allah loves all of you. He wants to see you in the highest station of beauty. I just want to clarify the realities to you so that you may walk to Allah and so that you may sail in this ocean, in this ship of salvation. I am its captain now, and I am afraid that one of you will be drowned, and I am afraid that I will be questioned. Allah will question me about each one of you, but without his aid, I cannot do anything. I speak about everything that I see. Do not think that I do not see. I have other eyes besides these eyes. I see what is within your hearts. This is from Allah. It is a gift. It's not from me. I'm just a slave that has nothing. This is the truth. This is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever is pleased with Allah as Lord and Islam as his religion has tasted the sweetness of faith." This is because it's the way of Allah, of Abraham, and of all the prophets, because they were all believers of the way of oneness. There's no deity except Allah. The Messenger of Allah said, "The best of what I and the prophets and the messengers before me has spoken is that there is no deity except for Allah." This is not as some claim that Allah has a wife or a son or a children, or that there are many gods. How could anything that is created be the creator? Only those who are crazy and who have no mind can think in this way. This is the truth, and I will ask Allah for none of us to be that crazy. And then we continue reading ahead from page 78. It left off with the reference to faith gained by knowledge refers to when Allah, the truth, ordered his prophet in his saying, "Know that there is no deity except Allah." Fala man yahu la ilaha illallahu. 47:19. And also in his saying, "And that they may know that he is the God, the one God." From 14:52. On the other hand, Allah brings to attention the truth of faith gained by direct experience, dhaq, in his saying, "They are only believers whose hearts tremble with awe." Whenever Allah is mentioned, and whose belief is strengthened, whenever his signs, his ayat, are recited to them, and who put their trust in their Lord. And that's from Quran 8:2, and I'm just remembering that I want to recite the Arabic. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. dhukirallahu wajilat kulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alaihim ayatuhu zadaihum imanna wa Allah rabbihim ya tawakkalun. And also in his saying, Allah has sent down the most beautiful message in the form of a book which is fully consistent with itself. It's fully consistent with itself, in which promises of reward are paired with promises of punishment, which causes the skins of those who fear their Lord to shiver. Then their skins and hearts soften to the remembrance of Allah. That's from 39:23. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu nazala sana al-hadith fi kataba mutasabiham ahani taka shahiru minhu juludu ladina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talidu juluduhum wa kulubuhum illa dhikrillah dhalika hudallahu yahdi bihi man yasha wa man yudlilillahu fama lahu min had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes evidence pointing to the truth of one's faith. He mentions both the sensory, hasiya, and the heartfelt, inner, kalbiya, balance, mawazin, that testifies to the faith of the worshipful slave, abd, from Quran 23:1023. There is no need for an external balance to weigh one's faith, because people have an inner insight of their own. Therefore, whoever is actualized in their inner being by the qualities mentioned by Allah, and whose outer manifestation testifies in conformity with their inner being, then they have accepted with contentment Allah as their Lord and Islam as their religion, their deen. This is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is pleased with Allah's Lord and Islam as his religion has tasted the sweetness of faith. Here, tasting is the testimony of faith, witnessing the taste and witnessing its sweetness. This is faith gained by direct experience, not by knowledge, ilm. The people who possess faith by tasting, iman ad-dhaq, are the true believers to whom Allah grants support and confirmation, where he responds to what is true and what is real. Also, all of the stations, the maqamat, of companionship, suhba, trust and reliance, tawakkul, renunciation, zud, piety, wara, fear, khawf, hope, raja, modesty, khaya, honesty, amana, etc., have standards and evidence, but their realities are absent from people's minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will bring forth another people whom he loves and who love him, from Quran 5:54. Back to our page 45. He loves them and they love him. Allah can replace you with another group and no harm will come to him. He can bring another group of people whom he loves and who love him if you reject the message. If any group of people rejects his message and refuses to ride in the ship of pure oneness, which carries the mercy and the justice and the pure love, then Allah can replace this group by another group who love him. He can do this in the twinkle of an eye. He can order one of his angels with 500 wings, a single wing equal to the distance between the earth and the heaven, to turn the ocean upside down. And what will happen? Nothing will remain. Did he not show you an example only a year ago? Allah showed us something, a simple thing. What is of benefit to a person? Nothing can protect people, not rockets or planes or anything. The whole earth can shake and volcanoes can burst forth with boiling water. What will humanity do when the earth shakes its greatest shake and brings forth its greatest shaking of volcanoes and earthquakes? If we want to be safe and secure, we must ride the ship of pure oneness and safety, which is full of mercy and peace and justice, and we must always see Allah and worship Him through our actions. We must be straightforward and loving and act to establish justice and mercy and security and safety for every human being. Then only then will He be pleased with us. So beware, Allah is swift and severe in punishment. He says that He never gives time to an oppressor, except that He will catch him later, and when He catches him with severity, a painful catch. Who is the oppressor? The oppressor is the one who destroys mercy and justice and spreads corruption on the earth. The oppressor is the one who breaks hearts and does not obey the divine commands and does not preserve human values. He steals, robs people of their rights, leaving and causing them to go hungry. This is one who is rebellious against humanity. The Creator is one. There is no difference between you and your sisters and brothers. All people have a single father and a single mother, Adam and Eve. Does a person think he is created from gold and another created from wood? Whoever thinks like this is crazy. And there are many people who are crazy. They are the ones who think that they are more powerful than others, but the fire will burn them swiftly because it is the fire of Allah. The one who is devoid of love and peace and mercy and justice will be burned. And only those who are loving and righteous and virtuous will remain. And those are the people who will carry the flag of peace and mercy and justice. I am certain that Allah will bring His lovers to lead people towards compassion, mercy, and peace. The achievement and establishment of His command is very near. I see it coming soon. And I pray for those who are suffering across the earth. I pray day and night. So join me and pray with me so that you may travel from the world of darkness to the world of divine light. Allah says to all of His prophets, follow me. And if you follow me, I will reveal my love for you and save you from everything and from every affliction. He only asks you to live with Him. So He loves you first and begins by showing you His love, because in this verse in the Quran, He mentions Himself first. He says He loves them and they love Him. Allah sends love. Why do people rebel against Allah's love? Why do people reject His love? Is love not the secret of life? Is love not the secret of beauty? He is the one who created you and fashioned you in the best form. This is Allah. If a person lost just his nose, what state would he be in? He would go from physician to physician and spend a treasure full of gold to get his nose back, even though he could not. But Allah gives it to you for free. Why then do you not obey Him? What would you do if food became stuck in your stomach? What would a human being do? He could go to many physicians, but this is like a divine command. You can spend all the treasure and wealth you have. You have two choices, to obey your Lord or to obey your stomach. You would be willing to spend your whole wealth to be relieved of that pain, which just needs to be relieved of a gasp by a divine command. Is this not reality? This is the kind of life a human lives without knowing where he really is. But Allah gives you this for free. Have you seen him taking a wage for anything? He is always giving. He is always the giver. O Allah, bestow mercy upon us. Ameen. 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 And then we'll read ahead. He also says to his beloved prophet, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you. Quran 3:31. Allah does not make the worshipful slave love without showing proof of his love, or without manifesting evidence of his love, or without having a witness. He places the condition of following the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to gain his love. The messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also said, none of you believe until I become more beloved to him than his wealth, his children, his family, and the self that is between his sides. It is also narrated in Hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my worshipful slave will continue to draw closer to me by voluntary actions until I love him. Love is then a divine station, maqam ilahi, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes himself. He named himself the most affectionate, al-wadud. It's narrated that Allah revealed to Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O child of Adam, I have created you for my sake, and I have created things for your sake. So do not disgrace that which I created for myself with that which I created for you. Returning to page 45. What is after this, and what more than this do you want? This speech is not only for Moses who already loves Allah, but this speech is for everyone who loves Allah, and everyone who is ever able to love his beloved as his beloved, as Allah loves his beloveds, who is you, not another. Can we continue reading from page 79? And also, O child of Adam, it is your right from me that I be a lover for you. So by my right from you, be for me a lover. Love is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah as the right of Allah upon creatures and the right of creatures upon Allah. All types of lovers are mentioned as well as their qualities. In addition, Allah mentions the qualities that he does not like and the types of people whom he does not like, as he said to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, commanding all of us, O Muhammad, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you. From the Quran 3:31. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also says, O you who have attained faith, whoever from amongst you abandons his faith should know that Allah will bring forth another people whom he loves and who love him. Quran 5:54. I'm going to read that one. Recite that one. That one's repeated many times. Bismillah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu man yurtada minkum an dinihi fasawfa yati lahu bikawmin yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuhunna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of his beloved, saying, surely Allah loves those who turn back from evil, al-tawabin, and he loves those who purify themselves, al-mutatahari, al-mutatahari, Quran 2:22. He also loves those who excel in doing good, al-muhsinin, Quran 3:134. Those who rely on him, al-mutawakkalin, Quran 3:159. And he loves the steadfastly patient, as-sabirin, Quran 3:146. The grateful ones, as-shakrin. And the charitable ones, al-mustasadikin, Quran 12:88. On the other hand, Allah does not like the corruptors, al-mufsidin, Quran 5:64, the oppressors, al-dhalimin, Quran 3:140, the rejectors and deniers of the truth, al-kafirin, Quran 30:45, the extravagant ones, al-musrifin, nor the transgressors, al-fasikin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made faith an enduring quality to us and beautified it within our hearts. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, but Allah has endeared the faith to you and beautified it in your hearts. In 49:7. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولكن الله حبب عليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون. Love is mentioned in many places in the Quran, and it's also mentioned in numerous ahadith. It's narrated in Hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I was a hidden treasure, and I loved, ahbabtu, to be known. Continue on page 46. I was a hidden treasure, and I loved to be known. I manifested my pictures, and I loved to be known. So I created a creation. I manifested my pictures, my outer expressions. This is why I created you, to be my outer expression, my mirror, so that you receive my love and actualize in me as my image, so that your food and your drink and everything you need is my love. Your whole life must be love, and love must be actualized between people through listening to my sayings and my commands, which I give to you because I love you. I gave them to you before when you were pure and your heart was devoid of hate and empty of all dirt and pollution. I want you to be in that state now, living with the water of love and beauty, and always raising your hand with the holy branch of the olive tree. Let the bird of peace sing its song of peace. Let peace spread to the people of the earth, all of them, and let the angels sing and join you in your singing, the songs that were sung by the prophets and the messengers. Is it not time for people to remember? Remember that Allah says, this is your nation, one nation, and I am your Lord, so worship me. This is what Allah says. What else can I say? What has just been said is only one drop of the ocean. This year I want to remove the veil a little so that you may be able to penetrate to the realm of light. Now is the time to offer a sacrifice in order for the heart and spirit to ride in the ship of salvation, so that you are able to strengthen your journey and help your own heart and spirit to annihilate in the innermost being, which is full of mercy and love. And your heart will become a divine throne because Allah says, neither my heavens nor my earth can contain me, but the heart of my faithful believer contains me. This cannot happen unless the person offers a sacrifice, so that through the sacrifice he can move from one station to another. He must keep walking through all the stations of the spirit, surrendering to every command that Allah orders. This is the time to renew this promise. You must renew it a second time, a third time, a fourth time. You must be sincere and offer your promise from the bottom of your heart, so that you may be saved from the darkness and travel towards the realm of divine light. Whoever wants to come, come and take your share now, and do not postpone this step. It is time to journey from the world of the created to the world of the Creator. Do not remain in the world of dirt and pollution. Allah is calling you. The real is calling you. Do not travel from one universe to another universe like a donkey who goes around and around in one place, but travel from the world of all the universes to the world of the Creator. Then you arrive in the realm of the Creator, the one who formed the universe. Then you arrive. I say to the one who is late to come, please come before it is too late. You may not have another chance. This is a divine command from Allah to you and an opening for you. Amin. O Allah, you are our refuge, you are our hope, you are our glorious and greatest, you are our hope and our beloved, our Creator, O secret of our existence and beauty and our love. There is nothing like unto you. Please reveal yourself to us by your name, by your greatest and most glorious name, by every word you keep secret and by the love you created with us with. Please take our hands and our souls and our hearts and our spirits and take our secrets to be one with you. Please make us your mirror, reflecting your essence and seeing in this mirror only what you will, so that we may attain your ultimate love and ultimate beauty, and so that we may attain gnosis of you. Please do not leave any darkness in our hearts or pictures or illusions, please. Leave only love in our hearts. Please move us from the station of humanity to the station of annihilation. Annihilate everything that is not you into you and make our hearts thrones to you so that we will never move except through you and by you. Make your hands your hands. Please do not put us under the charge of our individual ego, even for the twinkle of an eye, but make our existence your existence. Do not allow the shaitan to have a way with us. Here we are, Lord, offering ourselves and our hearts and spirits as a holy sacrifice unto you, to your holy self in essence. Help us attain proximity to your love and beauty, so you may be pleased with us in everlasting pleasure. Please, take us to the station of your pleasure. Do not return us to the physical, the lower passions and corruption. Suffice us, Allah, by you from everything. Do not put us under any charge other than you. Please save us and protect us and our children and our loved ones. Protect the whole universe from corruption and send your peace, love and mercy and justice and freedom. Heal those who are sick and save those who are suffering across this earth. Stop destruction and make people love each other and forsake Iblis and his troops and protect us from the devils and the jinn. You have power over everything. Say, I promise Allah. Brings us to the close of our reading on top of page 48. The CD has just given the promise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.